Somewhere on the belt, there's a tree, brother, where your fathers knelt on their knees, brother. We have always felt sympathy for one another.
Tree and man, man and tree,
the day that you came forth on this earth, brother, beneath my roots they bury the afterbirth, brother. How two lives are twined or what it's worth, brother. Tree and man, man and tree, I could be a drum to keep the beat, brother. I could be a stool and be a seat, brother. Our two souls complete one another. Tree and man, man and tree, if I can be a drum, Lord, let me be a stool. If I can be a drum, Lord, let me be a stool. Let me be a wooden witness, nobody's fool.
Carve for me a sword for the fight, brother. Play me and I'll be your shield for cover. Boil my sap and salve your wounds, brother.
Tree and man, man and tree, after birth and ashes nourish me, brother. Just as you eat the fruit from the tree, brother, what I exhale you inhale continually, brother. Tree and man, man and tree, I could be a mantle or a widow's wooden spool. I could be a mantle or a widow's wooden spool. Let me serve a purpose, be nobody's fool.
Somewhere on the belt there's a tree, brother, where your fathers knelt on their knees, brother. We have always felt sympathy for one another.
Tree and man, man and tree.
Tree and Man from Red Devil Moon, live at the Garfield. Now, of course, that was Sum Barkin and the Pam Ortiz Band. You're listening to FM 102.3, 96.1, AM 1530, WCTR, online at WCTR.com. And I have the distinct pleasure and honor of having in the studio with me playwright Robert Earl Price and Bob Ortiz, and they are going to be talking with me about Red Devil Moon and some of the things that are coming up. We've got just a few minutes before the CNBC news, so I want to get started and talk a little bit about it, and then after the break, we'll come back and listen to more music and talk about it some more. So tell me, Robert, what was the inspiration for Red Devil Moon?
Well, the story behind Red Devil Moon, or the inspiration, comes from a novel written by Gene Kane and published in 1923, and the story has been with me since high school, and as you can see, high school has been a while ago, but I never had an opportunity to really shape it into a story that I thought I could bring to stage, mm-hmm. And one of the reasons was I wanted to lighten the story a little bit, mm-hmm. So it took a while for me to be in a place or to discover a place where bringing that story to life might be possible. Mm-hmm. And one day I went into Bob's shop, heard Pam's voice on a recording that she had just released, mm-hmm. And I said, oh, that would be the answer to everything.
That was your eureka moment right
that
there.
That was my epiphany, right?
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. So it's a story. You took one chapter of the whole story, and this is what Red Devil Moon is based on.
Yes. It is our version of a very dark story that occurs in Gene Toomer's very famous book. This book is a cornerstone of the Harlem Renaissance. Mm-hmm. The Harlem Renaissance is credited with starting about 1923 and lasting about 8 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. And during that period, a lot of black art that hadn't been exposed to Americans was suddenly released. And Tuma's book was one of those books that was hailed as a new revelation. It is also considered by some to be the first African-American sort of modernist novel.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a combination of poems, stories, scenes that are acted out in plays or divided into parts as though it is a play. It's a very interesting book. And Yale was who owns the rights to Tuma's papers. They were kind enough to allow us to
kind of take that and build your own story around it and release your play.
Yes.
Very nice. So it's a story of a struggle, and it is a dark period and a dark story. And you were able to kind of mold it and change it so that it would be presentable in an audience where it wouldn't be so heavy and so dark, and maybe you could see, because sometimes I think a dark story, you lose the beauty of what the story is.
Well, yes, my opinion was this racial discussion that we continue to have in this country,
mm-hmm.
If we start at a level of murder,
mm-hmm.
and terrorism, then audiences have a tendency to put their hands over their ears and they're not really drawn into the story.
Mm-hmm.
So there were a lot of other options. I shouldn't say there were not a lot of other options, but there were options that began to reveal themselves. And one of them, the manifestation of one of them, is what's now called the Great Migration.
Mm-hmm.
And the Great Migration really began to, as a trickle of African Americans leaving the South and going North because of the Jim Crow laws in the South,
mm-hmm.
and the lynchings that were predominantly in the South. So they began to go around the turn of the century, but from 1915 to 1975, it's estimated that 6 million people moved in this country from one part of the country to the other. And they left an agrarian society into the urban society, so they were as lost when they got north in the New York, in the cities to New York, Chicago, the places they landed. They were as lost as the people who came through Ellis Island.
Mm-hmm.
They were almost as foreign. I mean, there were people in the north who complained they couldn't understand the English that they spoke, Southern English.
Mm-hmm.
There were all of these difficulties, and none of them, having ever been north, had any idea of where they were going or where they were going to land or what they were going to do when they got there. They had just come to the conclusion that whatever was out there couldn't be any more horrible than the life they were enduring there. And so we turn it into this migration story, mm-hmm. rather than the really deadly dark ending that's portrayed by Tuma in the book.
Right.
That's the major change that we made.
Mm-hmm. Well, coming back after the break, we will listen to another song from the Red Devil Moon, and then we'll talk with Bob Ortiz and Robert Earl Price.
Up from the skeleton stone walls, up from the rotting floorboards and solid beams of the old cotton factory, dusk came. Up from the dusk, the full moon came, glowing like a fired pine knot. It illumined the great door and soft-showered the Negro shanties aligned along the street of Factory Town. The full moon and the great door was an omen. Negro women improvised songs against its spell. Imagine quitting time in the South Georgia twilight as a chorus of cane cutters enter, dancing and singing work songs, signaling the end of a day's labor.
Climb on board and ride that train to see my lord, where he sets a table
any laser fees. They're the mighty gonna serve the least.
So bend and cut.
One for my woman.
Bend and cut.
One for my law.
Bend and cut.
One for my credit.
Bend and cut.
At the factory store.
Bend and cut.
One for the big house.
Bend and cut.
And the next again.
Bend and cut.
One to buy my ticket.
Bend and cut.
On the pilgrim train. Until that day,
till that day,
when I board that train,
board that train,
you will find me,
you will find me,
cutting cane,
cutting cane.
I use my back,
use my back,
and I work my hand,
work my hand,
to keep the
promise,
of the promised land,
of the promised land.
So bend and cut,
one for my woman.
Bend and cut.
One for my law.
Bend and cut.
One to pay my credit.
Bend and cut.
At the factory store.
Bend and cut.
One for the big house.
Bend and cut.
And the next again.
Bend and cut.
One to buy my ticket.
Bend and cut.
On the pilgrim train. I am a pilgrim. On a boat. Until that day,
one for my woman,
when I board that train,
one for my lord,
you will find me,
one to pay the credit,
cutting cane,
at the factory store,
I use my back,
one for the big house,
when I work my hand,
and the next again,
to clean a brother,
one to buy my ticket,
of the promised land.
FM 102.3, 96.1, AM 1530, WCTR. You're listening to Pilgrim Train. It's an excerpt from Red Devil Moon. This was recorded live at the Garfield. This is, of course, a Pam Ortiz band and some Barkin. I have in the studio with me Bob Ortiz and playwright Robert Earl Price. We're talking about Red Devil Moon. And so we were talking before the break, we were talking a little bit about the basis of the story for Red Devil Moon. And so let's talk more about where we're going from here. So this is so exciting because you kind of debuted at the Garfield and decided that wasn't all there was going to be.
Well, we weren't sure when we debuted at the Garfield, but mm-hmm. what magically happened is we were embraced by everyone. We sold out both shows. We had people who really complimented us, who encouraged us to not stop with that.
Mm-hmm.
So later we took it to the Walters in Baltimore. It's really been magical. And a part of the magic, of course, now is that we were juried into the International Fringe Festival in New York City in August. And it's quite an honor, and we're quite thrilled by the opportunity to take this Kent County talent
mm-hmm.
into New York City. And of course, you're talking to me, and I write the book for the play, but we can't forget to mention the great music and lyrics of Pam Ortiz.
Well,
she has done a magical job of turning my ideas mm-hmm. into song, into music, into something that's uplifting and celebratory, as you can hear from what you've previewed already.
It's amazing because, and I was talking on the break, the songs, they're uplifting, and yet you can feel that heaviness. How in the world? I mean, that's amazing to be inspired to write this. And you did a presentation I was at the Rotary Club last Tuesday. 36 songs she wrote?
No, 16 originally.
16 originally.
16, and
okay.
Now there for the production in New York, there are
several more songs, and some of the songs have been slightly rewritten.
Mm-hmm.
I think the by the way, the reason that I'm here and that Pam isn't here is for her, she's out in Wyoming right now giving a talk for her day job.
Uh-huh.
She asked me if I would come along. And, you know, I think the wonderful thing that I don't think either my friend Robert Earl or Pam would talk about, so I'm happy that I'm here.
Okay.
Is that I think what you have is the collaboration of two wonderful storytellers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the power of the music, of the narration, you know, we live in a society now where it's hard for people to come together. But the wonderful thing about stories is that, a story is, if I tell you a story, you're not going to sit there and tell me you agree or disagree with it. You know, if it's a good story, you're going to listen to it.
Right.
Because if it's compelling, it will draw you in. And part of the strength, I think, of what happened when people heard Red Devil Moon for the first time was, I think, they were pulled into the story. And with any good story, you want to know more.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're going to New York with this time is with the more.
And tell me about that. Now, this is amazing, and I didn't realize that this was something where you actually have been invited. This play has been invited in to the Fringe, and it's going to the Fringe NYC, and so you're going to debut the show. Now, how many shows are there going to be?
We'll do 5 shows while we're there.
5 shows.
Mm-hmm.
Over how many days?
Over, what is it, 12 days?
We'll be there for 12 days. The festival itself goes on for, I believe, 26 days. Okay. So the Fringe Festival, some of your listeners may not be familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
The original film festival started in Edinburgh, and it's still, in Edinburgh, it takes place throughout the town for a month.
Wow.
Now what happens in New York is that in the month of August, most of the theaters and everybody else leaves town because the heat index gets up to 110 or 115.
Right,
everybody leaves. So what happens is that a lot of these venues off Broadway are empty.
Okay.
And what the Fringe Festival has been able to do over the course of 20 years, this is the 20th year of the Fringe Festival, is they put on productions, they rent spaces, and open them up. We could never afford to rent a space in New York City to put on this production. And so what the Fringe Festival has done is they have 20 venues in Lower Manhattan. That they present 200 shows in.
Nice.
Over the course of the 26 days, more than 75,000 to 80,000 people will attend those shows. And one of the things that the Fringe Festival is doing for us is, besides giving us a venue that's on a major stage for us, literally and figuratively, they will invite not only previous festival goers, but directors, producers from Broadway to come and view these shows. So if Red Devil Moon has a chance to actually ever become a full theatrical production,
this could be your chance.
This is the chance.
Yes.
This is awesome. So literally there'll be people here who could take this to up Broadway, to, you know, not only just the Fringe, but off Broadway and then Broadway, and this could get your story told internationally.
In one way or another. The other route may be regional theaters, large regional theaters like the Arena in Washington or Center Stage in Baltimore. Large regional theaters have become incubators for musicals also. So in one place or another, we'd like to develop this child of ours a little more.
Well, and I think not only the success of the play, but the success of getting the story out, having more people hear the story of Red Devil Moon. And I'm just amazed by the music, because you can... you can hear the story in the music. It's amazing what Pam has written, and the sound of the Pam Ortiz Band and some Barkin, it really brings it to life. So, but this is not an inexpensive, even though you're not having to rent the hall and you're not having to rent the venue, this is not an inexpensive undertaking. This is something that you have had to work really hard. You've had some generosity, but it's not over. I mean, you set a budget, and I know when you set budgets for things like this, there are always unforeseen expenses. So you're still working on trying to get as much funding together so that you can make this.
We're taking 18 people mm-hmm. to New York City for 12 days. I certainly know what it costs. I'm originally from New York. Mm-hmm. I certainly know what it costs me if I want to stay up there for 2 or 3 days mm-hmm. With my family. Mm-hmm. So the logistics are daunting. Mm-hmm. The getting everyone there, transportation, feeding everyone, mm-hmm. and we live in a wonderful community. The community has certainly stepped up to help us to do that. Perhaps this might be a time to tell folks that if they want to know more about how they can help us, the easiest way to find out is to go to our website, which is www.reddevilmoon.com. Mm-hmm. And there you can get more information about how you can help us. One of the other things that I think we're sort of a little bit different than a lot of the other 200 productions there, in that most of the productions that go to New York hire New York actors and musicians. Mm-hmm. We made a conscious choice that we wanted to bring everyone in our production who lives in Kent County. I would say maybe about a third of us are Kent County natives. Mm-hmm. We wanted to bring the Eastern Shore to New York City.
So it's a story from Kent County by Kent County.
Exactly.
That's amazing. And that's something that's probably not a lot of, you know, people have tried to do.
Yeah, it's much cheaper to get actors and musicians in New York because you don't have to feed and house them, for one thing.
Right.
But the other thing is, all of these artists deserve some more exposure than they get when we perform in the county. Not that we don't love performing in the county.
Right.
But we'd like to get, for them to get to the attention they deserve. We should also point out that Ray Anthony and Tom Anthony join us. They're not regular members of the Pam Ortiz Band, but they join us in this production.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. And something else you can do, too, you can actually buy, is this a DVD, is this a video that you can buy on Pam's website? Which I think is amazing. These songs are great. I listened to a couple other ones, when I was getting ready for the interview last night, and it's a beautiful, beautiful representation of the story, and I encourage everyone. So if they want to get involved in helping you and maybe, you know, help your donates to help get you to New York City and get your, you know, kind of help you offset some of the unexpecteds, they can do that how?
Well, we have partnered with the Kent County Arts Council.
Mm-hmm.
Leslie Raymond and the Kent County Arts Council is our partner. Mm-hmm. So if you make a donation to, or if you want to help in that way, the easiest way to do it is to make a donation to the Kent County Arts Council. If you write a check, all you simply need to do is in the memo line write Red Devil Moon, and your donation would be 100% tax deductible.
Okay.
The other ways that you can help us, you go to our website and find out the details of when we're performing, and we're doing 5 shows mm-hmm. In New York City, and all of that information is there. If you have friends, family up that way, mm-hmm. You can certainly let them know and let them know about what we're doing and who we are, and perhaps more people will come to see us that way. It's a little bit too late. There's actually a bus going River Arts has already, the bus is sold out, at least
they
that's my understanding.
That's great.
Yeah, they filled the bus, it's all sold out, and they are going on Thursday, August the 18th to our 4:30 show.
Okay.
Another nice thing that happened to us that I think is fairly important is that we were invited by the Fringe Festival to participate in what they call Fringe High. And what that is a program that they offer to some of their productions if they feel that those productions would have value either educationally or in terms of their message. And so one of the performances that we will be doing, the Fringe Festival will be doing additional advertising for us, inviting groups, inviting high school students to come and see the performance.
Wonderful.
So, and like I said, that's not anything that we applied for. They actually, while they were organizing the programming, they became aware, a little bit more aware of the actual content of what we were what we're going to be presenting, and they got in touch with us with that, and that was a nice affirmation for all of us. I think,
well, because it's a part of the history and it's a story that needs to be told, and I think it needs to be heard by all audiences, you know, and that's something that, you know, the saying is that, you know, the more you learn about the history, if you don't learn about it, it's in danger of repeating itself, and that's something we want to be aware, and that's a great audience to you know, take this story to. So tickets are still available then if you want to go on your own and go to New York City and catch one of the five shows, and they're very reasonable, $18 for
one of the wonderful things about the Fringe Festival is that again, it's, I think, in part because it is August,
mm-hmm.
Because they want to encourage people to come, and yes, it is very affordable, $18. You're not going to pay $18 to see Hamilton.
Mm-mm. No, this is true. No, this is true. And you can get your tickets online so you can see what's available to you, what shows are open. All you have to do is go to fringenyc.org and purchase your tickets right there online. And another thing about donating to help your cause is that you can also go online at either the Kent County Arts Council.org or reddevilmoon.com, and you can actually donate online as well, which makes it really, really easy, because it's really, truly an amazing story and something that I think we need to bring to the public. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk just a little bit more about Red Devil Moon. You're listening to FM 102.3, 96.1, AM 1530, WCTR.
Such a place.
FM 102.3 in Chestertown, 96.1 in Centerville, AM 1530, all over Kent and Queen Anne's, online at WCTR.com, the More and Less in the Morning New Short Morning Show. I'm Leslie C., and I am talking with playwright Robert Earl Price and Bob Ortiz, and we are talking about Red Devil Moon. That was the one we choose, part of the soundtrack of Red Devil Moon. Absolutely beautiful song, absolutely beautiful voice, and what a message it sends.
The people of Kent County are familiar with Karen Somerville, and that was her beautiful voice
that
you were listening to.
An angelic voice, very beautiful. And, you know, it's such a story. I mean, it amazes me because you don't think about all these things that these people were fleeing something that was so terrible to them and being willing to go someplace that they didn't know. And you don't realize, and I'm being here in Kent County, I'm a stranger in a strange land. And that is a daunting feeling. Sure. And just picking up everything that they had and leaving everything that was familiar and sometimes even bad is comfortable. So leaving that and saying, okay, I'm going to be brave enough to go out and change my world and go to this place where nobody could understand what they said because their accent was so foreign to them. Even though they were speaking the same language, they weren't.
Yes.
And it's just to have to deal with that and convey that. And it's a beautiful story and a wonderful story spawned out of something not so wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. The migration story is one that goes on over a long period of time, but constantly it is one of leaving the devil you know to a devil, to go to a place that you have no idea
Absolutely.
What devil awaits you.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people don't realize that migration went on for as long as it did. I didn't realize 75. That's incredible to me.
People were still leaving the South because of the slowness for it to change.
Mm-hmm.
And interesting enough, now it seems to be that the trend is reversing itself, and a lot of people who still miss that land and love that land, but because despite all of the brutality and terrorism that took place there, the people who lived there, that was home, their relatives were buried there, mm-hmm. So they were leaving their homes. It was the only home they'd ever known.
Right. That's always going to, and then their heart's always going to be their home place.
Absolutely. And the first song, The Tree, one of the characters is attached to the beauty of the land, and one of the trees is a special totem tree of his. And it's very difficult for the heroine to pull him away from that tree and get him to leave that countryside despite the danger
right.
that he faces.
Well, and I think that speaks to the love in between the people, because they're really trusting each other and loving each other and
sure.
saying, okay, this is the thing we need to do.
Absolutely.
We need to leave this land that we love because we love ourselves and each other more.
Yes.
And which is a universal story. And so beautifully and eloquently told. This music is amazing to me. So again, tickets are still available. $18, very reasonable. People can get tickets by going to fringenyc.org, and then they can go and enjoy this. And the bus is full, which I think is amazing, too, that you're getting, you know, support in this way, people donating and helping you bring this to life, but people wanting to go and see it again.
Yes.
And I did not get to, fortunately, you know, I unfortunately didn't get to see it at the Garfield, which breaks my heart now, because so now I'm more determined to go to New York and get to see it.
Yes.
So tell us a little more. Anything, there's just so much. I feel like we've covered so much, and yet there's so much we didn't say. If there's something that about the story or something that you really want everyone to know deep down and what you want them to, an understanding that you want them to have of the story of Red Devil Moon.
Well, first and foremost, but it's very important to us and to let everyone know that this is a love story.
Mm-hmm.
That it's a love story set under horrible circumstances, but it is a story of love.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not one that harps on the horror of that existence, but on the amazing resiliency of humanity, of humans, mm-hmm. to find love in horrible places like that, and to continue to dream of better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they left the South looking for better.
Mm-hmm.
For better for themselves, for a better world to live in, and to raise their children in.
Mm-hmm. For their families, because they felt they deserved more.
Yes. And so that, oh, One of the things I failed to mention is this happens on an enchanted evening. The name Red Devil Moon, there is this brilliant full moon that's personified on the play, sings, and this Red Devil Moon occurs on the night when they're boiling the cane, grinding the cane and getting the juice and making the molasses or the syrup. Mm-hmm. It's a 24-hour job. The kettle stays on all the time, and the process of making this cane is a part of the overall story. It's very much a feature of it. And so the night is enchanted. We have a tree that sings. We have an owl that's a little predatory, a bloodthirsty character.
Oh, my.
So the night is enchanted. The animals speak. The trees speak. Mm-hmm. The moon speaks. So it's not just totally realistic or naturalistic mm-hmm. in its presentation.
And so this is what kind of inspires them. This is when they come to their decision that they're going to change their lives.
The moon and all of this enchanted evening forces them to come to some conclusions about their existence. And of course, you know, you have to have a villain, and the villain happens to be a landowner who's also interested in the woman who is in love with the central character.
Aha. Always, there's a dark character. Well, it's a beautiful, beautiful story, and I am so honored that you came and shared it with us and our audience today. And thank you so much for everything. The music is beautiful, the story is beautiful, and I encourage everyone again, go to fringenyc.org. You can get your tickets, $18. It's amazing. It would be a beautiful. You could take a beautiful weekend and go to New York and take in this amazing story. That's and see familiar people. I think that's the best part too. That you're bringing this story that's from your heart from here, bringing people from Kent County to bring it to life. So
and once again, I'd like to thank the people of Kent County for their tremendous support of us and the work we do.
Thank you so much. All right, we're going to go to the top of the hour. Of course, there'll be news, sports, and weather. We're going to finish out with one more song called A Woman's Gotta Do. You're listening to The Town, FM 102.3, 96.1 AM 1530, WCTR.
A woman's got to do what a woman's got to do. She got to feed her child and protect herself, too. If she thinks too much, she might get blue. Ah, but a woman's got to do what a woman's got to do. A woman's got to do what a woman's got to do. She's got to feed her child and protect herself, too. If she thinks too much, she might get blue. Ah, a woman's got to do what a woman's got to do.